Welcome to Politically Emotional, talk to transform our collective emotional pain. Here's your host, Diane Altomare.
Welcome to the show. I wanted to do this show for so many reasons, but mainly because we are all being affected in some way by what is happening in this country. After last week's show, one of my dear friends shared on Facebook. She said, I was just leaving a meeting and the alarm went off in the building. On the loudspeaker, a voice said there was an emergency and we all had to leave. I fought back tears until I got into the car and then I sat and I bawled my eyes out. What the bleep is going on in this world, she said. We hear of tragedy after tragedy and you don't realize that it's affecting you until moments like this. And I know that so many of us know that feeling. Maybe you are paying more attention when you are out in the world, or you just feel this inner anxiety about what is happening. Bloomberg reported this week that almost two-thirds of Americans say that this is the lowest point in U.S. history, and it's keeping them up at night. So I want to talk to you today. Is it keeping you up at night? And specifically, what we're going to focus on today's show is how political differences are wreaking havoc in your relationships. What is happening in your life, in your relationships, and how is this affecting you? I welcome your calls during today's show at 425-373-5527. I want to talk to you about what you're experiencing, how you're feeling, and how you're being affected. As an emotional expert and after coaching people for the past 16 years, my ability to help you move through your emotions is really why I am doing this show, because I see so much emotional anxiety and I feel it myself when I watch the news, when I look into the eyes of my daughter, knowing what is happening in this world. And so many of us are feeling powerless. But the reason I wanted to do this show is because we're not powerless. There are so many things that we can do, and I want to share that with you today. So again, have you ended a relationship, a marriage, something happening in your relationships because of the political differences that you are feeling? Call today at 425-373-5527. Our first caller will be with us shortly, but first, what I want to do is give you a powerful visual to use whenever you feel the intensity of emotions bubbling up, or maybe there is the constant debating or the name-calling or the fighting or what you're seeing on social media posts, and you just don't know how to create more harmony in your relationships. Maybe you feel like you're being ostracized in your office because the majority of the office has one political view and you don't feel like you're being heard. Or maybe it's driving a wedge between you and your spouse. So right now I'm going to share with you something that you can do that is very powerful, that will help you stop in those moments when there is an argument going on, when you feel the intensity of that emotion and you're upset and you can't seem to move through what it is that's happening. And if you are somewhere where you can close your eyes to do this visual, if it's safe for you to do that, please do that. You can also reference this visual called the Foolproof Circle Technique on page 129 of Clarity, which you can get right now on Amazon or in any bookstore. So here it is. Close your eyes if it's safe for you to do that. And imagine that you are standing facing that person in your relationship. And then draw a circle, an imaginary circle, on the ground in between the two of you. And think about every negative thought, every judgment, every resentment, every grudge, every argument that has been unresolved, every time that you held on to something and didn't forgive that person, negative energy is entering that circle in between the two of you. And what is happening is as that negative energy is in that circle, as that happens day after day and year after year and month after month, we become more and more disconnected from each other. And this is what often happens in marriages and relationships after years and years of unresolved issues. The circle becomes so wide. It's like this deep ocean in between the two of us, and we can't find that bond or that connection. And that is what is happening in this country. We are on opposite sides. We are calling each other names. We are continuing to make each other wrong for how we feel. And what's happening is we are becoming more and more disconnected. The divide is getting bigger and bigger. So what can you do? How can you use this to change how you feel in your relationships, how you feel about yourself, and bring more love, more harmony, more respect, more of everything that you want into your relationships? Very simply, by stopping before you are about to say or do something and think about what you're about to do. Ask yourself, is what I'm about to do or say going to connect me to this person, or is it going to separate me and disconnect me? Is what I'm about to do or say going to bring me what I want? Because remember, part of the circle touches their toes, but it also touches yours. So whatever it is that you are putting into the circle in between the two of you is going to come back and affect you at some point. And this tool really helps you to stop for a moment and just ask yourself, what do I want to create in this relationship? Also, as we're talking about creating more harmony in your relationships and making the changes that you want, it's so important to be gentle with yourself and the other person. Practice patience. Getting to relationship harmony and changing what's happening in our current relationship, it's a process. So if you'd like more support, you can join my exclusive community where I share audio bite-sized bits of wisdom about relationships every single week. They're usually a minute to two in length, and there's also access to a library of hundreds of audio wisdom on just about any other issue or difficulty that you may be having in your life. So you can visit DianeAltomar.com/wisdom to join me in that community. With us right now is our first caller, Coco from Glendora. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
It is so great to have you on the show.
I'm so excited to be on the show. I wanted to close my eyes too, but I was driving for a little bit. But I love being able to use that and just center and relax.
Yes, the foolproof circle technique is so essential to really reconnecting to ourselves.
Yes, and speaking of, you know, the political environment, it just seems like it's, you know, so inflated, and everywhere you go, everywhere you turn, there's something tragic happening on the news, or somebody wants you to see their side and be on their side of the fight, and it's just been, it seems like every week there's something that people want to talk about and want to argue about and debate about. And I'm just, you know, I'm so wanting to be in peace and harmony and happiness. So,
So what you're sharing is what so many of us are feeling, Coco, and that is that every time we turn on the news, every time we go onto social media, there is some new tragedy happening, or there is something that people are talking about that isn't going the way that they want it to. And it can be really easy for us on social media to just vent how it is that we're feeling. And what you're sharing is that you want to focus on the things that bring more peace into your life and really allow you to look at the good in what is happening. And I know that you are making that conscious shift to do that.
Yes. Definitely the whole summer, we got rid of cable. That was the first thing that my husband and I decided to do, because it just was on all the time, and it kind of becomes addictive. Like, there's there's just 24-hour news available all the time, 24-hour social media, 24-hour this. Then you go and you go to the local coffee shop and people are talking about it. So, you know, we made a conscious effort to get rid of cable and just we got Roku instead. And we decided to just choose to watch the shows that we wanted to watch. And then I told my husband, you know, if you want to, you know, check in with the political environment, you know, you can do that on CNN, you know, wherever you can plug into on the internet. You don't have to have it on the TV in our house. I'm trying to keep our house kind of like not a bubble, but, you know, I have teenage sons and they would go to school and then the kids are debating, you know, and I'm just like, okay, I have to make my house kind of like a decompression positive bubble as the mom, you know, like, let's do something else. Let's come together and discuss other things that we're happy about. So you're not just building this huge mountain of angst and sorrow and tightness. And so, and you know, what I've learned is that what you do focus on grows. So I wanted to focus on the positive and the good and what we can do instead of all of the negativity.
Yeah. So what you're sharing is so important because you're making choices to really filter through what it is that is important for you to see and how you want to see that. And you're also making decisions to not have it bombard you so much. I talked at the beginning of the show about this reporting in Bloomberg that is saying 2/3 of people feel that this is a low point in the country, and they also are losing sleep at night. And by really making that choice to decide when you are going to allow yourself to connect with what's happening in the world and not being inundated by it consistently, not continually checking on social media what somebody's viewpoint is about it, and maybe having a judgment about how they feel about things, what you are doing is you are allowing yourself to shift your focus, to connect with bringing peace and love and light and positivity into the world with your gifts and your uniqueness. And you are always such an inspiration, Coco. Thank you so much for being on the show. After our short, you are so welcome. After our short commercial break, we will be talking about the role that social media has played in all of this, in maybe uniting or dividing people.
Imagine all the people sharing all the world you do. You may say I'm a dreamer, but I'm not.
Healthy, harmonious relationships are almost as important to our well-being as the oxygen we breathe. Yet for many of us, relationships are an area where we struggle. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altomar will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict or disharmony so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My husband and I were separated, and after only 4 sessions, I can share with great joy that he's moving back in. We now have more perspective, peace, and compassion for each other moving forward.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltomar.com/coaching.
Get your daily dose of variety. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back, and we are going to start out this segment with talking about something that is affecting so many of us, and that is social media. Our next caller wants to know, is social media dividing us, or is it bringing us together?
Hi, Diane. I want to know what your feelings are about social media's role in politics. You see a lot of people getting upset or losing friendships just over who they voted for or did not vote for. Do you believe that social media has played a stronger role in unifying or dividing our country?
That is such a great question, and that's one of the things that Coco was talking about in the first segment, is looking on social media and hearing about all the different things that are happening and all the different tragedies that are occurring and what everybody's viewpoint is about it. Social media is such a powerful tool, and it does unify and connect us in ways, but what we're seeing a lot of is people using social media to vent their anger and their frustration, and to try to make the other side wrong about what it is that they believe in. And in that way, social media is definitely dividing people. So if you get onto one of the social media platforms and your intention is to have this banter back and forth with somebody and a debate or an argument, then that is using that tool in a way that is often divisive, because what happens is when we're not face to face with somebody, we feel more courageous in saying whatever it is that we may be feeling in that moment. And part of what we need to get better at is first processing our emotions before going on to social media, before talking to somebody in your office, or before connecting with your spouse if you have different political views about things. First, process how you're feeling about something so that you don't bring the intensity of it into what is happening. And I know that sometimes it feels like you're venting, but what happens is, even though it might feel like a release in that moment, in the wake, what you've left is division and chaos and noise and negativity. And what we need to do first is understand why. Why are you feeling angry? What is the injustice that you're seeing? Why is it affecting you so deeply? Get connected to that first before you share it, because there's so much wisdom and insight in our emotions. And you can then use that to take positive, peaceful action that's aligned with what it is that you want to see more of. And that's really the most important thing to remember. And it's the message of today's show. So whatever it is that you're experiencing in your relationships, whatever you are feeling, that you not only understand why you're feeling that, but that you do something to express that emotion in a healthy way. I share a lot about this in Clarity, which is my best-selling and award-winning book that you can get on Amazon. And what I talk about is giving that emotion a voice so that you can really connect with why you are feeling that emotion, and most importantly, what you need to do with that. And part of the exercises that I share with you in the book are ways to really express that emotion in a healthy way, to get it out of your body first, so that you aren't venting, so that you aren't projecting on social media, so that that amazing tool that we have, that amazing platform, isn't being used to divide us, so that you can then come to every relationship and situation, once you have first processed through the intensity of the emotion, with a deeper sense of connection and understanding, not only to yourself, but what it is that you want to do to affect some peaceful, positive, lasting change in your life and in the world around you. And our next caller is here to ask us a very poignant question about how you do make changes within what is happening around the country.
Hi, Diane. It is Linda. And if there is a way that you could suggest we process our anger, process our fear, and take some deep breaths and maybe some appropriate action, I would sure love to know what that action, other than writing my senators, congressmen, that sort of thing, would look like. So thanks for taking on this conversation, and I look forward to listening to your response. Bye.
So that's a great question. What can we do besides writing our congressmen? I know in talking and coaching so many people through what it is that they are experiencing emotionally that they don't know what to do with it and a lot of times feel powerless. So like we've been talking about on the show today, let's take something this week and focus on that, like our relationships. Take the hostility out of our relationships, the divisiveness, the arguing, the name calling, the being offended that somebody else has a different viewpoint than you do. And we can all do this right now by using the visual of the foolproof circle technique that I shared in the first segment to really picture that circle in between you and that other person. And remember that whatever it is that you are saying or doing is going into that circle of energy, and it's either connecting you and bringing you closer together, or it is separating you farther apart. And then process your emotions. Make sure that before you have a conversation with somebody, before you go onto a social media platform, that you process through the intensity of that emotion. And once you've gained insight, ask yourself, what is something unique that I bring to this conversation, issue, or world? And Linda, that is really what I want to share about what we can do other than writing our congressman. What is it that you bring that is unique, that you can use to help people around you from a deep place? What is it? What's something that you can do to use the injustice that you are seeing around you that will give you more courage to stand up and to make a difference? I have been coaching people for 16 years to move through very difficult experiences, whether that's in relationships, whether that was in their childhood, whether it is something that's happening at work that they can't move through, in order to really gain insight that on that so that they can create more of what it is that they want. And one of the things that I coach and teach and guide people to do is to use whatever it is that you are feeling as a catalyst to make a difference. It is the very reason that we are having this conversation on this radio show, because as I watched people become so emotionally distraught about the political divide and what is happening in our country, I knew that I had to do something with what I know. And that's how Politically Emotional was birthed. So use the injustice you're seeing to give you more courage to stand up and to make a difference. And it doesn't have to be focused in the political arena. Just by you doing what you are here to do in this world, by bringing your greatness, by bringing more love, more light, more joy, more positivity into the world, you are a solution to the division and the hatred that is present. So when we return from our short commercial break, I will be sharing with you today's final thought.
And no religion too. Imagine all the people.
Everyone at some point has difficulties in their relationship, and many of us have experienced that one huge conflict that seems to occur over and over. Emotional and relationship expert Diane Altamare will guide you to uncover the root of what's causing conflict, so you can get back to feeling good about yourself, your relationship, and your life.
My marriage was on the brink of divorce, and during our first session, Diane shared something that changed everything. No relationship will be okay until I was okay. And my relationship couldn't fix what was broken within me. It changed my entire perspective, how I approach my husband, and how he approaches me.
To learn more, call 626-460-0452 or visit DianeAltamare.com/coaching.
Some people know a good thing when they hear it. Alternative Talk 1150.
Welcome back, and thank you so much for everybody that contributed to the show today, including every one of you that is listening and that is joining us on Facebook Live. I so appreciate all the callers that have been on the show today to share how you're being affected and the ways that you really are conscious of the hope and the knowing that you can do something different to bring more of what it is that you want in your life. So today's final thought is make a choice and take a stand to be a part of the positive, healing, loving, connective energy. Instead of projecting how you feel into the collective low-level energy of hatred and chaos and anger and negativity. So how can we do that? What do we do in order to make a choice and take a stand? You first have to make a choice to shift your focus. So in any moment when you're feeling negativity in your body, when you are hearing that negative thought ruminate over and over, maybe you're having a conversation where you are starting to feel so heated and you know that that is not going anywhere in a positive direction. In that moment, declare to yourself internally, I now choose to shift my focus to what is good and to what I can do to bring positive, loving, peaceful thought or energy to either what we're talking about or to myself. And sometimes that's going to require that the conversation that you're having that is heated or the debate that you are in that may be on social media, that you stop having that conversation until you or the other person has processed through the intensity of your emotions. And like we talked about at the beginning of the show in the first segment, is use the visual that I share on page 129 in Clarity, which is my best-selling book that you can get on Amazon and in many bookstores, to identify what you are putting in the circle in between the two of you, remembering that whatever it is, what action, whatever thought, whatever you say or don't say, whenever you choose to hold on to a resentment or grudge or not forgive somebody, that negativity is separating you farther and farther apart. And it also, that energy will come back around that circle at some point. So this week, ask yourself this question: what can I do today to use my greatness and my uniqueness to make a difference in my life and the lives around me? I look forward to being back with you next Thursday at 4:30, and I would love to hear from you. If you'd like to call into the show, leave your recorded question or comment at 626-817-6671, and it may air on a future show. And if you're joining me on Facebook Live, I would love to hear from you. What did you gain from today's show? And what questions or comments would you like me to address next week? Thank you so much for joining me on Politically Emotional, where we talk to transform our collective emotional pain into peace, love, and hope.